Manuscript Releases, Volume 2. Mr. Number 100. God's Work and Institutions in Washington, D.C. Not to be controlled by Battle Creek. The ordinance of feet washing is an ordinance of service. This is the lesson the Lord would have all learn and practice. When this ordinance is rightly celebrated, the children of God are brought into holy relationship with each other, to help and bless each other. That his people might not be misled by the selfishness which dwells in the natural heart, and which strengthens by self-serving, Christ himself set us an example of humility. He would not leave this great subject in man's charge. Of so much consequence did he regard it that he himself, one equal with God, washed the feet of his disciples. John 13 verses 13 to 17 quoted, "This ceremony means much to us. God would have us take in the whole scene, not only the single act of outward cleansing. This lesson does not merely refer to the one act. It is to reveal the great truth that Christ is an example of what we through his grace are to be in our intercourse with each other. It shows that the entire life should be one of humble, faithful ministry. In his life and lessons, Christ has given a perfect exemplification of the unselfish ministry which has its origin in God. God does not live for himself. By creating the world, and by upholding all things, he is constantly ministering for others. But Satan misrepresented God to the world, as he did to Adam and Eve. Selfishness has its origin in Satan, and just as far as it is indulged, so far are Satan's attributes cherished. But Satan charged God with his own attributes, and belief in his principles was becoming more and more widespread. By the Son of God, these principles must be demonstrated as false and God's character shown to be one of love. By him the Father must be represented. God committed his ideal to his Son. He sent Christ into the world, invested with divinity, yet bearing humanity. And with clearness and power did Christ set forth the attributes of God. He is the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, even the image of the invisible God. Yet he humbled himself, taking the form of a servant. Our Redeemer is a perfect revelation of the Godhead, and it is of importance that as his disciples, we understand through him God's relation to us. He is the world's great teacher. And what we know of God through him is the measure of our acquaintance with the practical knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. Release requested by A. L. White for use in his prophetic guidance class. God orders school established in Australia. The question is asked me if I would please explain to them the advantages of the schools in America above the schools in Australia and New Zealand. I tell you it is not, with the light I am receiving, altogether a pleasant task. I could only go back to the establishment of the school, and explain why the Lord directed that a school should be established under the control of those who believe the truth revealed in the Word of God. I then related your connection with the school was in God's order. Then the results in the converting power of God, and I have gathered up the items which I knew were signs of the approval of God. Why the work is not finished, we have been asked why it is that there is so little power in the churches, why there is so little efficiency among our teachers. The answer is that it is because known sin in various forms is cherished among the professed followers of Christ, and the conscience becomes hardened by long violation. The answer is that men do not walk with God, but separate company from Jesus, and as a result we see manifested in the church selfishness, covetousness, pride, strife, contention, hard-heartedness, licentiousness, and evil practices. Even among those who preach the sacred word of God, this state of evil is found. And unless there is thorough reformation among those who are unholy and unsanctified, it would be better that such men would leave the ministry and choose some other occupation where their unregenerate thoughts would not bring disaster upon the people of God. It is a departure from the ways of the Lord that brings perversity that will not be humbled or corrected. Many, when reproved for their wrong course, harden their hearts and continue to follow wrong principles. Holding fast their own wisdom as precious, they sullenly pursue their own way. This is the reason that the Holy Spirit is not manifested with greater power in our churches. If those who have been corrected by the Spirit of God would humble themselves before the Lord, and gladly reform, Christ would bestow upon them rich gifts, answering their contrite prayers, and helping them to understand themselves. Released October 16, 1958.